Good afternoon. Well, after a small hiccup yesterday where we saw the ASX 200 just dip into negative territory, we resumed normal transmission. The ASX 200 today up around 76 points or 1.3%, closing at 5,851 points and making it improvements for three of the past 4 days. It's been so far a pretty strong week for the ASX 200. We were up by around 140 points or above 5,900 points rather comfortably around lunchtime, but just gave away some of those particular gains. Basically, what we've seen so far is optimism on markets here, but also globally as well, around the fact that lockdowns are being eased, restrictions are being lifted, and that could lead to a recovery to the economies around the world and also here in Australia. So what we've seen and what we've heard from RBA Governor Philip Lowe today, he was speaking at a Senate committee inquiry, and basically what the central bank sees and feels at the moment is the fact that the economic contraction due to COVID-19, not necessarily as severe as first thought. So that is also a slight positive there. What we had today, as we have seen over the course of the week, is the financial sector really leading the charge higher. The big four banks today, continue to make inroads. We had the big four banks, the likes of NAB, up around 4.7%, ANZ and Westpac also both lifting around 4.5%. And over the course of this week so far, still a day to go, of course, more than 20% higher for those particular banks. CBA also up, but a little bit less, about 2.2%. And over the course of the past 4 days, up a little more than 12%. So those are some strong results so far. We've also heard from regional bank Bendigo and Adelaide. They came out with an announcement announcing about $148 million in COVID-related provisions. So they're setting aside those particular funds if they are required. Still, Bendigo and Adelaide up about 4.1%. They hold a slightly less optimistic view of the economic recovery with a bias towards the downside from their management. We also had today on our market materials also improving. The gains were pretty much across the board, so most sectors were higher, but the likes of BHP, Rio Tinto and Fortescue climbing around that 2-3% mark. The only sector really to decline today was the energy sector, down a little more than 1%. Oil prices globally overnight were weaker on some fresh concerns that there could be oversupply in the market. So Beach Energy down about 6%, Santos falling 3%. And a little bit of company news out today as well. Mesoblast, the biotech firm, which has certainly grabbed attention and headlines over the past month or so due to its treatment or potential treatment for COVID-19. It came out with some financials today for the third quarter, and the 9 months in financial year 2020, it has seen another loss. But its loss is narrowing from the same time last year to about $45 million, down from $69 million this time last year. Of course, Mesoblast shares surged around 140% over the month of April after they released some encouraging signs from their trial results over in the United States. Today, down close to 4% on the back of its numbers. Nearmap was up significantly, up around 16%. It provided a bit of a trading update, and its annualized contract value of $102 million year to date, slightly beating some analyst expectations. So a pretty strong lift for the aerial mapping company. WiseTech Global, though, not doing too well in the tech sector, down about just shy of 6%. It came out and said that it's renegotiated some of its earn-out fees for acquisitions that it's made over the past few months, and that has seen its stock dropping that 6% figure. The Aussie dollar not doing quite as well as the Aussie equity market, just being held back by those lower oil prices and also those tensions in between the US and China, still hovering around 66.2 US cents.